The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Hello, hello, and welcome into Texans Extra Points. We got the A squad, the varsity today. We got Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610 and John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm your host. We're going to get to these two in just a second. But first, got to knock out some quick hits from the week that was in Texans football. And we start, like we always do, it seems, at the quarterback spot. Ryan Mallett was able to pick up a win with the Texans on Sunday of last, and he's trying to make that happen again. But what was better about the man under center?
I feel like we're getting more comfortable. Just being able to go in the meetings and talk about it and tell them what I'm seeing and communicate with, you know, all the guys up front, is it's been a big help. You know, we're getting better at it, but we got to keep going and keep progressing to get where we want to be.
There certainly are things to improve on, but I thought that he managed the game better. I think he got us into the right play better. I thought his mechanics were better. He was tighter in the pocket.
And across the way, quarterback for the Falcons tomorrow, it's going to be Matt Ryan. He's got a lot of experience, and J.J. Watt says Ryan's a big challenge.
You have to really bring your whole package. You have to be able to stop the run. You have to be able to get after Matt Ryan. You know, he's a guy who likes to stay in the pocket and throw, but he also, I think he's quicker than people give him credit for, so you have to make sure to account for him in that aspect as well.
But back to the Texans' offense, and specifically up front, that offensive line. You know, through the first 3 weeks of the season, they've had three different combinations of starters there. Looks like the cavalry's coming back in the form of Dwayne Brown and Brandon Brooks tomorrow, but nonetheless, those guys really impressed with the guys that played in week three and what they were able to do.
Just going down and consistently running the ball, it was a thing of beauty, you know, and I congratulate all those guys, you know, chest bumping, you know, all of that when they came to the sidelines.
It's extremely positive, kind of a next man up mentality. You know, Derek Newton went in there and did a hell of a job, as he always does. You know, that's why he got the big deal in the offseason. So, you know, it's great to see him go in there and do positive things.
Sean and John, and I'll start with you, Mr. McClain, first. Some have acted like it was a Christmas miracle what the offensive line was able to do last week. It was very impressive. What did you see? What was the difference week three over the first 2 weeks?
Chris Clark played very well at left tackle. Broncos got left tackle, is beaten up. They wish they had him back. Odey Obusi was a lifesaver. He came in 8 days after they acquired him from the Jets. He played well. He was nasty. I went back and watched the tape twice. He hit some people, and he hit them hard. Coaches love that. But now they're back to their full strength, and Bill Bryan said he didn't really know what the starting unit is, but they need some stability there. It looks like they have it, and hopefully nobody will get hurt, and it'll be like last year when only one starter missed one game.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, he brings up Obusi. That's a guy that really impressed Dwayne Brown, because Dwayne Brown's got a nice, nasty streak. Obusi showed a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, he did. The third guy to start at left guard this year, and I thought it was just nice that they started somebody at left guard who's played left guard before. You know, you had Jeff Adams the first week and Derek Newton the second week. I think Ben Jones has been very underrated as well at center this year. They've had the revolving door going on at all four other positions on the offensive line. And Ben Jones is a guy who, I know we do a lot of stuff with Chris Myers now over at Sports Radio 610. He gushes about Ben Jones's intellect, his football IQ. And with so many guys changing roles and shuffling around on the offensive line, his ability to kind of get everybody where they need to be, I think, has been underrated in all this.
You know, we've heard those same compliments coming from Dwayne Brown as well about Ben Jones. But did you know that Ben Jones also speaks country? He's basically the interpreter for Ryan Mallett. Sometimes when Mallett's calling the signals, it's a little too country. I never had heard that. So he's sort of the translator there. Can you believe that?
Who interprets for Ben?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I
grew up in Texas, and I can't understand half of what they said.
It's that thick Alabama accent. But, okay, with all that in mind, the three different offensive lines we've seen, and no Arian Foster so far, who are these Texans on offense?
They got to run the ball. They got to run the ball the way they did in the victory over Tampa. Control of clock, 36 minutes, 16 seconds. They don't do that. They don't have a prayer against Atlanta's great offense. But keep Matt Ryan and Julio Jones on the bench, that's the way they can pull the upset.
Yeah, have you seen this identity yet so far of the Texans offense?
The kind of the smash
mouth?
Well, we saw it in the Tampa Bay game. I mean, it's obvious what they want to do. They want to run the football. But I tell you what, the offense right now is not getting a lot of help from the defense and the special teams just in terms of field position. The Texans have not started a single drive yet in these three games on the opposing side of the field. Mm-hmm. I don't know. As much as they want to run the football, you can say that, but it's hard to string together 8, 10, 12 play drives. I don't know if this team is built to do that right now. They're going to need, and especially on the road this weekend, I think going to need some short fields.
Yeah.
On top of that, Drew, the opponents started 4 in the Texans' end of the field, including 2 at the 12 and 7, and they've scored touchdowns on all 4.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing, though, that was good about last week, 6 drives of 9 plays or more by this offense, so they kind of bucked that trend that we were talking about.
All right, they got it when they needed it, too.
That's right. Yeah, very good point. Very good point. All right, we've got much more to get to. John Harris is going to get us some X's and O's via the Telestrator, but coming up next, Ryan Mallett. What has he done better? We heard a little bit just a moment ago, but we're going to dive deeper with these two. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points is back in a flash.